He's from the north,
she's from the south, and we want to know what's in your mouth. Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 2 of In Your Mouth. I am your hostess with the mostest, your guy to your Fieri, your Giada to your De Laurentiis, Michael Munoz. And sitting next to me is the Rachel to my Ray, the Max to my Williams, the Pink to my Stink, Marie Anderson.
Oh my God. You guys can't see this because this is a podcast, but I am bowing in front of my king.
Oh, you know,
that is my court.
That is.
Let's
thank you.
Let's curtsy and bow. I'm on the ground, groveling to my King Munoz. Thank you, dear sir.
We here at In Your Mouth are reporting live to you from our Times Square studios.
So if you do hear an ambulance or some sirens of any sort,
gunshots, or someone jumping out a window, it's just
Times Square, baby!
We're going to call that ambiance.
Yeah.
Ambiance.
Yeah, when editing, we'll try to turn that down, but, you know, it's hard to edit out. Screams.
Oh, my goodness. How are you, Marie?
Oh, my God. I'm just glad that we've made it to episode 2.
Episode 2. Can you believe it?
Nope.
I feel like we've accomplished so much in a week.
I actually really do feel like we have accomplished a lot now that we're here again doing two. Because a lot of people, I feel like, I'm like, I'm going to start a podcast. And then they do one episode.
Wait, what are they going to be like?
I'm going to start a podcast.
One more time.
I've done it. Okay. I had this genius idea of a podcast called Show Me Your Assets.
Mm-hmm.
And I did one episode with a financial planner.
That's copyrighted, by the way.
Yeah, don't do it. But it was a flop. But this, we're back.
We are back.
Mouth.
In your mouth. And what we need to put in your mouth right now is a little bit of a corrections corner.
Corrections corner.
Corrections corner.
Corrections corner. We were wrong.
Well, not so much wrong, because I'd still let Reese...
We were having a convo,
and I misspoke. I said that the beautiful Reese Witherspoon was feeding her baby with her mouth, because we were talking about mouth cooking, right? And it wasn't. And although, Reese, I'd still let you feed me.
Oh, my God.
I'd let you spit in my mouth.
Oh, God. Yes. You and that TV show of yours on HBO.
Yes.
You film that? You come home, you cook me a meal with your mouth, baby.
That's right. Right? But it was Miss Alicia Silverstone. Yes. I was corrected. Right? Our producer.
Yes, Alexa. She woke up from her little nappy poo.
And she was like, oh, by the way,
you're wrong. It wasn't Reese Witherspoon. It was the girl from Clueless.
Oh, Clueless.
Yes.
But moving on, we love you, Reese.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Reese. Do you know that I stalked her in a mall when I was a little kid? Because she's from Nashville, and I'm from Nashville, and I saw her in a mall, and then I chased her.
And did her security, like, come
and
get you?
No, she didn't have any security at the time. She was young, too.
Oh.
I just hid behind mannequins and, like, under tables and stuff just to watch her. Yeah.
Did he steal a lock of her hair, too?
Ooh, I put it in my cauldron.
Anyway, speaking of cauldrons and bowls, how was your Super Bowl? You like that transition? That was a good transition, right?
Genius. I have to take a sip of my
Marie's
very
had,
fancy wine.
Marie's had half a glass of a little Chateau L'Hermitage, a little, you know, Côte du Rhône.
Oh, French.
Yes. No, Australian.
Oh, okay. But please, I don't drink that mess. Don't email us and complain about me dogging on that.
Back to the Super Bowl, Marie. Let's focus. How was it? How was it for you?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, really, Marie? Now, this big old homo sat in a room with a bunch of bigger homos watching some sports ball, and all we did was, comment on people's asses, and you couldn't get yourself, Miss Nashville, Tennessee, to watch some sports?
I had a show.
A show?
Yeah, I don't know why. We booked a show at 8 o'clock.
Like a show your tits?
Yeah. No titty time. I don't show my tits, Mama. I know you're listening.
For free, that is.
For free, yeah. If you want to pay me a little bit. No, we had accidentally... I had booked a show for us on Sunday. It was a great show. It was called Stand Up and Take Your Clothes Off. And so it was stand-ups and burlesque dancers.
So someone showed their tits.
Yes. Not me.
Not you.
But I actually had like a panic attack on Saturday night. The show was Sunday. Saturday night, I was like, wait, we're doing a show called Stand Up, Take Your Clothes Off? Do I have to take my clothes off? I texted another comedian on the show, and I was like, do we have to take our clothes off? She was like, no.
Oh, the burlesque dancers. That's too bad. Too bad. You see,
all right,
they're
okay.
Still angry.
They oh my god, the people in the streets are coming for us.
Our studio audience is like very, very angry. Look, still angry. All right. Calm down, everybody.
Simmer
calm down,
everybody.
Calm down.
I'm sorry, I didn't show my tits, but trust me. If I was showing my tits,
it would be more like this. Marie's got quite a rack of lamb on her.
No, I love my tits. I love my tits and I love my ass so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a good ass, but the boys like my ass.
Oh, I like your ass.
You know? Well,
you have a beautiful derriere.
A beautiful derriere, mm-hmm. Right? I'm off the dairies.
Oh, really? You don't do dairy?
No, is it that makes part me of shit. The... Oh. No, it's true. I'm a lactard. I cannot. Can I say lactard? Is that like insensitive?
I don't know. They say libtard.
What's a libtard?
Liberal.
Oh, a liberal. No. Is that PC?
Nope.
No, it's not.
I don't think anything with a tard in it is.
Okay.
In our first episode, you told me.
We're not going to go back to that. Okay, so I retract that statement. I'm a lactard.
Yeah, that is...
Because the lactose makes me poop.
Genius.
Other foods that make you poop. Go.
Sautéed spinach.
Sautéed spinach makes you poop?
Well, actually, it doesn't make me poop. It makes me...
Why are you whispering? There's no one here.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh my God. Like somebody hiding, listening. No, I don't know. It makes me very gassy.
Oh, well, that wasn't the question.
What makes me poop? Pizza.
Pizza makes you poop?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Liquor. Liquor?
Really?
Yeah, the liquor shit. You've never had the liquor shits?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm, my body absorbs that and just keeps it in. That just makes me constipated.
No. Especially if, like, because the gay
bars... Pina coladas,
the
maybe.
Gay bars... Love. I guess it's like this in straight bars too. I don't know. I don't frequent. But like.
I prefer gay bars.
Happy hours are the best at gay bars because it's 2-for-1, but it's all the well liquor. So it's like. Lakapookie vodka that they're serving you that you know, it was made in someone's bathtub.
Right.
Right.
And that just.
And they
it's like. A nice cleanse.
No, it's not enough. Not nice.
Oh.
Not nice.
Have you ever done a cleanse?
No.
Like a. Cayenne, pepper, lemon,
no, we
honey.
We talked about diets. We don't diet.
Yeah,
we just do it. That's our new motto. We're not dieting.
Yeah.
We're doing.
We're doing. We're doing.
Doing it. Doing it.
Doing it. You look fabulous. Yeah, bitch, because I'm doing it.
Thank God the studio's soundproof, because the neighbors would be angry. But back to the Super Bowl. So you didn't watch.
I was really bummed out when I figured out that, we have a show on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well,
because
did you catch up?
I went
not
home.
To interrupt you, excuse me. But, like, did you catch up on, like, the performances at least?
Baby. It's the only reason why anybody.
And the food? Because we have to talk about the food at some point.
Well, I didn't. I rushed home from the show after the show. It was lovely. Lovely gig.
All right. Great show.
Great show.
You didn't show your tits?
Nope. Okay. Kept them in.
All right.
And I watched...
Why? You? What is this whispering?
I don't know. I've had a glass of wine and I'm feeling a little, bring it in. Let me whisper in your ear. No, I love Justin Timberlake.
I have one thing to say. Boo!
What?
Boo, boo, boo. It was terrible. It was an awful tribute to Prince. It was the beginning to end. Terrible. All the news outlets are saying, terrible. You know what? In the words of number 45, the Big Cheetah, it was terrible.
Did you just do it?
Yeah, but in a really bad impression.
Oh my God.
No, it was no good.
Oh my God.
Sad. Terrible.
Oh, that's terrible. That is the worst impression I have ever seen, and they're hearing it, and their ears are bleeding.
If you could only see that impression.
Wait, but this is what I don't understand. I don't understand why everyone's like saying that. I mean, his outfit choice
was terrible. It was like, you know, in the gay world, you use handkerchiefs back in the day when people weren't out. There was hanky code. So, like, if you put, like, a hanky in your back pocket, it was the color symbolized what you were into, whether you were, like, you know, a top or a bottom, or...
What color bandana was that?
I forget. But last night, he was wearing a red bandana, so all the gays were like, is Justin Timberlake into fisting? Right? Right. And then that, like, watercolor paint-by-numbers camouflage jacket that he was wearing. God. It was a mess. Where was the NSYNC boys? They needed to be there, right?
That Where was been... Janet? Where was...
No, this Janet, is what... no, Janet should have just been the show.
Yes.
Was the problem.
Yes.
Right? And he should have been nowhere to be found.
Right. Well...
Because the new album got terrible reviews anyway. And
I'm sorry. It's called Man of the Woods, right? Justin Timberlake is Man of the Woods. Is that correct me if I'm wrong.
That's Didn't he grow up it? Like in your neighborhood?
In Knoxville? I don't know. That'll be a correction. He's Tennessee, Memphis.
Oh, Elvis.
Yeah, he's a Memphis boy. Okay. Tennessee.
I'd still suck his dick.
Ditto. I had to think about it for a hot second.
No.
He's married. I wouldn't want to break up his marriage, but
listen. My motto these days is, if you can't make a home, break a home.
Oh, no! Oh, no, you can't say that.
I can't.
Alexa, edit that out after when you edit this together. Oh, my God.
That's... I don't quite understand.
Alexa.
Alexa.
Drink some more rum.
Drink some more Chateau L'Hermitage. Anywho, so but the food. Let's get to the nitty gritty.
But I'm not over but I'm not over Justin Timberlake.
No, we can talk about Pink. Pink was incredible. Was incredible. She said she had the flu. And she didn't cancel. She was better than that. Well, you know what? Let me not say anything about anybody else. She was great though.
She was. She did do
she
well.
She was great.
She did a great job.
I love her.
If she had the flu, she should ask somebody else to do it.
No, that's a big thing. That's like once in a lifetime. You don't quit.
That's true. If they were like, hey, would you do your podcast opening for the Super Bowl?
And we both had the flu.
I'd be like, bitch, you coming to the Super Bowl? Yes. We're going to be doing this podcast.
106 Fever.
So, yeah.
Doing the goddamn podcast.
Bless her heart. Justin Timberlake's heart. I thought he did a fantastic job.
No, fuck him.
I mean,
I want to, but that's that. Hopefully, in bed, he's better than what he did last night. But at the end of the day, who's laughing all the way to the bank? Not us.
No. We're sitting in a...
in a studio. In Times Square.
Drinking a lovely bottle of... What is it? I can't even say it.
Australian.
No,
a Chateau L'Hermitage. Anywho, back to the food. Super Bowl food. You didn't have any? There was no leftovers at your apartment? Your roommate didn't have, like, a nacho?
She went and saw Kinky Boots.
Oh.
That's just where we stand in sports.
All right. Well, I guess that's over.
But tell me, what did you do? What did you homos eat?
Us homos?
You said it. Can I say it?
I don't know.
Okay, I probably can't.
Maybe I don't
this
think
is
you
not
can.
A PC
nope.
podcast.
Nope, not a PC podcast.
What did you mean?
I feel like you're going to look back on that moment and be like, can we edit that out, Alexa?
I don't say homos. You said it, so then I just repeated it.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's just things we can't repeat.
What did you sexy men that are not into women, but are into... Oh, God. What is the proper...
It's so complicated. Let's just talk about the goddamn food.
All right.
No, the fiesta had... Someone made pulled pork and mac and cheese. I didn't
How
make
was
any
the mac
of those.
And cheese?
It was good. It was really good. delicious. It could have been a little cheesier, but the host said it first, you know? So, but whatever, you know? He put out a grand effort. And then I made buffalo chicken stuffed pretzel bites.
What?
What is with you in that fucking whispering?
What? No, I'm just, I just came in my pants. That's why I can't be so loud, because I didn't want them to know.
Alexa, get the mop.
Wait, buffalo chicken pretzel bites?
Yes.
How do you make that?
It's so easy. I should tell you, it's a little time consuming, but it's really, really easy. And this probably will lead us into our recipe roundup. Folks, this recipe is so super simple and super easy. Go to your local pizzeria, your most favorite pizzeria, and buy some pizza dough.
Oh, yeah. How much is that?
I don't know.
You just go to any pizzeria?
Yeah, two boots charge me like, I paid $14 for two pizza doughs.
Oh, I think you were ripped off.
No, it was two boots. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good, my pizzeria in my neighborhood, it's $3.
For a pizza dough?
For a large pizza dough.
Oh, so I was probably, but I
live. But you live in Times Square.
Times Square.
I live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, but that's where I'm from. Anywho, so go to the store, grab you some pizza dough, all right? Uh-huh. Now, in these pretzel bites, you can put anything you want in them, right? Uh-huh. I just chose to put buffalo chicken and a little cube of cheddar cheese. Oh. So you like cut the pizza dough in thirds, roll it out into like a little stick, and like cut like what, an inch, half inch, like pieces off the stick, and you flatten it out, and then you stuff it with whatever filling. You could do like cheese and caramelized onions, or I even thought about this today. You can do like chocolate and peanut butter if you wanted to do it like sweet. I thought about that today.
For Valentine's,
which we were talking about.
We're gonna say
So you roll out the pizza dough, right? You make little round flat things. You get rotisserie chicken. And in a pan, you put a little garlic, a little leek, I use, because that's the onion I had in my fridge, and some butter, and you saute that a little. Mm-hmm. And then you put Frank's Red Hot, because it's not buffalo, it's not Frank's.
Right.
Then you pour that over the rotisserie chicken that you've pulled off the bone, obviously.
Right, you don't just put the wing in there.
Yeah, right? And then you stuff the pretzel, the dough, with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you're doing that, this is why it's labor intensive. I don't know what was funny about that.
Well, because you told me earlier that you made 55 and everybody complained that you should have made more, but that is a lot.
Yeah, so you boil some water and you put like some baking soda in there. So once all the little dumplings, the pretzel bites, are sealed, you throw them in the boiling water. They'll sink to the bottom, and in 30 seconds they'll rise to the top, and you take them out.
Uh-huh.
Put a little egg wash on them, throw them in the oven.
Oh, is that how you get that pretzel case?
That hard, like, shell. And I topped it, instead of with salt, like the pretzel salt, I put everything bagel seasoning
on
it. And then I made an avocado ranch dip to dip them in. Yeah, the children were mad, people. The children were angry that there were only 55. And they didn't even believe me that there were 55. But
so somebody was like, why didn't you make more, Michael?
Yes, someone was like that, but we're not going to say who.
I probably would have said that.
Yes,
had I been invited.
Yes. Well, sometimes you just need a day out with the boys. watching men. Oh my God. Oh, P.S. Before I forget, look for the recipe on our site. It'll be there. We'll put it up for y'all. We're going to do that for the recipe roundup. Marie cooks, too. Marie makes a mean rack of ribs, y'all.
Oh, I actually do, yes.
You do. So, yeah, it's our recipe roundup. That one could also be, like, another recipe roundup. Stay tuned. We'll throw some quick and easies up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute. Like, you know, you can listen to us shoot the shit and cook at the same time. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
Right? That's great.
Oh my gosh, our studio audience. It's so funny.
It's great. It's just the greatest thing. Anywho, I think now would be a great time to go to commercial.
I think you're right.
It would be. Mm-hmm. So we'll be right back. Hey Marie, when's the last time you had like a good night's sleep? Like a really, really like sound night's sleep?
Last year.
Last year?
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Really?
Yeah.
You just don't sleep well? Are you on, like, the pills? Do you take, like, not, like, the birth control, but, like, the melatonin or, like, the...
Yeah. All my energy pills to get me up and get me going, they just continue through the night. So,
Wired. You just can't fall asleep. Mm-mm. Well, I just discovered the perfect mattress, because I don't sleep either. You know, I'm a night owl.
Uh-huh.
I am up all night, all day, all hours, just like...
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it all in, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But Davy Jones's waterbeds mm-hmm. are the perfect beds for the insomniac. Their slogan is actually, the insomniac's dream.
And why is that?
Because it's made for the most uncomfortable night's sleep. Mm-hmm. So you're just up anyway. So if you're going to have to be up, you might as well just, like, be up. Like,
yeah.
Not like, you know when you're, like, laying in bed and you're so comfy and it's like, oh, this just feels so good. Mm, I wish I could sleep. Well, no. Davy Jones's waterbeds are not that.
It gives you the reason why you can't sleep.
Well, no. It just adds to it. So you just get out of bed and you start doing things as opposed to, like, sitting there
so
miserable.
You're probably much more productive.
Yes.
Davy Jones
is. Yeah, Davy Jones's waterbed. Mm-hmm. Davy Jones is the leader in uncomfortable water mattresses since 1945.
Get out of here.
Yeah. All you have to do now is go to DavyJones'sWaterbeds.com,
uh-huh.
right? And just order your most, like, terrible night's sleep. It's the best and the worst.
Ugh.
You know, who was it that said that? It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Well, you know what?
You know what they were talking about.
What were they? They were.
They were talking about Davy Jones'
yes.
waterbed.
Yes, it was the best of sleeps. It was the worst of sleeps.
Wait a minute. Do our listeners at home right now have a little bit of a discount code?
They not only have a discount code, but they also get free shipping. Right? And the discount code is in your mouth. That's INYOMOUF. Because who the fuck needs sleep? That's Davy Jones's waterbed.
.com.
Welcome back to In Your Mouth! And now it's time for your food news update!
New restaurant in Greenpoint promises local drinks and no assholes!
Woohoo! No, wait, I love assholes!
Oh, God.
Battered and fried.
Oh,
the maker of Doritos is developing chips for women.
Finally.
Wait, no, I don't think that's a good thing.
I don't understand what it means.
I don't think, I think the theory behind it is that women aren't allowed to be heard crunching, so that they're making a delicate chip.
What the fuck?
We'll come back to it.
Danny Meyer, back chain, Tender Greens, opens in New York City today.
Hello, Danny Meyer. Can't wait to eat there.
Oh, my God. I love Danny.
Yeah. Speaking of, we'll get back to him, too. France may ban food discounts following its Nutella riots.
What?
Why are people rioting over Nutella?
I mean, I would. Carl's Jr. opens first Manhattan location to both long lines and protesters. Why you be protesting?
I don't know. It's Carl's Jr. Have you ever had Carl's Jr.?
I love a Carl's Jr.
I don't know what that is. It's like a burger, right?
Yeah, it's delicious.
I don't know.
It's right around the corner. We're going to go.
We're going to go after this. A Salt Bay burger chain is in the works. Why are we talking? Wasn't he?
Why is he always in our news update?
Not always. We're only two episodes in.
Well, every time we have looked up the headlines.
Well, last time he was like violating
health
code. And now he's like opening a burger.
Oh, that's great.
We won't be eating there. Great.
Disgruntled employee hurls Molotov cocktail at East Harlem restaurant.
Girl, never waste a good cocktail.
Oh my God.
Not Molotov or not. And that's the end of your food news
update.
Boom, 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 boom. Anyways, welcome back.
Welcome.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm great.
Feeling good?
Yeah. not so great about chips for women, though.
I'm so confused right now. I don't understand that headline. It makes me, at first I was like, oh my God, yes, women on the rise, like, yes, we deserve our own chips. We're better than men. but like, I don't think that's what that means.
Some delicate, soggy chip.
It's not gold chips.
That you can't, like, hear you crunch, you know?
That's what that means?
It's like hearing ladies fart. It's the same, I think it's the same concept.
Who the fuck came up with this?
I don't know.
Doritos for women? And they're not as crunchy?
Yeah. You know.
I wish y'all could see my face right now.
I just don't know. It's no laughing matter, but it's so ridiculous of a headline. It has, you know what? I think it's just clickbait for, like,
yeah,
Doritos.
That's true.
It's like publicity, right? They're not like.
There wasn't a Super Bowl commercial that was just like, you know what women need? Mm-hmm. Their own chip. Equal pay for equal chip.
Equal pay for equal chip. You know what? Burn the men chips, right? And create your own women chips.
Oh, God.
You know?
I'm sure that there are, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I'm sure there are women out there that are like, no, we need our own chips. And men are like, yeah, women should have their own chips. And
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Nowadays.
You know what would be a great idea?
What?
In honor, because we missed the State of the Union. In honor of number 45, we should have the Cheeto tasting contest. Coming to you in episode 3.
Oh my God, that's a genius idea.
Cheetos and Takis. Have you had a Takis?
No, it's a Taki.
They're the hot Cheetos. But they're not like Cheetos brand.
Ooh.
Cheetos is not a participating sponsor of the In Your Mouth podcast.
No, they are not a sponsor. They actually said no.
They did say no. And these are our opinions and not theirs.
No, everything out of our mouths.
Our mouths and our buttholes.
ours alone. Oh my God, that's so exciting. So tune in to episode 3
where we do
our Cheeto.
Our number 45 Cheeto tasting contest. I don't know. We're going to come up with a better name than that. But it's in honor of the State of the Union and how we don't care.
And, yeah, fuck that guy.
And that Cheetos and Takis are delicious.
I love that.
I think Doritos has one, too.
Oh, really?
Cheeto type.
This is just going to be the best excuse to break my diet. I'm doing it for my art.
No, we're not dieting anymore. Remember, Marie? We're doing it.
Doing it.
Doing it.
Doing it. I mean,
doing it and doing it and doing it. Well, we don't got the rights to that song.
No, yeah, I think you can do, like, yeah. 9 seconds
Thanks,
of it.
Thanks, Todd Smith. You don't even know who I'm talking about. LL Cool J, you fool.
Oh, is that his real name?
Yes. Anywho, speaking of Todd Smith, fine man.
Yes.
And I wish he was my man's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to wake up. I wonder what he would make us for breakfast.
What would he make? What would Todd Smith write in if you're listening to this like 3 months down the road?
Mm-hmm.
I still want to hear.
I know. What do you think he would make us for
LL
breakfast?
LL Cool J would make you for breakfast.
I bet he would do a little pancake.
A little pancake?
No, hear me out. There'd be a pancake,
uh-huh.
And then he put, like, chocolate chips in them.
Okay.
And then he would, like, spell my name or something
all
with
right.
the chocolate chips. And then
Marie
he'd also
Cecile
have,
Anderson.
Yeah.
That's like.
He would do it with, like Nutella. That's he would, like, spell it with in cursive.
Like, but that's, like, 15 pancakes. M-A-R-I-E.
He would, but he's so magical.
That's already, I'm already at 11. A-N-D-E-R-S-O.
Well, also, the man of my dreams, he would definitely give me more than one pancake.
That's 18 pancakes
that's
you're
great.
Getting. So, LL Cool J is making Marie 18 pancakes so far.
Just the letter of my name on each one. Some sausage links.
Okay.
And tons of wet syrup.
Wet syrup? As opposed to dry syrup?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a dry syrup?
Don't even get me started.
I mean, I know that was your nickname in high school.
Dry, yeah. My nickname was All the Way Anderson. Thank you. Because I wouldn't go all the way.
It's still written on the bathroom stalls.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Todd Smith would make, like, a really delicious, like, scramble, like a cheesy scramble.
Ooh.
right, that he threw, like, the sausage and the bacon. Like, he gave me all the meat. He gave me all the meat the night before, and then he gave me all the meat the next morning, too. You know, the sausage, right, with the veggies.
I had a man.
And then, like, maybe over, like, one large pancake. So you get, like, the I sweet and the savory. Yeah, I don't need 18 pancakes. Right?
I don't either, but my lover, he wants to spell my name.
I also can't eat 18 pancakes or that scramble in the morning if he's trying to get up all in this again.
All right.
All right.
All right, all right.
Speaking of a Nutella riot.
Oh, my God. That's listen, 2018, baby.
2018. We're doing it and Nutella rioting.
I had a lover once make me biscuits from scratch, and then when he served them, he had actually put
two maraschino cherries, so they look like boobs.
Oh no, I would have married him. No, he like did a little like smiley face, with like a, it was really cute.
Oh.
And then he was like, "I'm gonna go get some." It was really nice. He went down to his basement and got sausage that he had been curing.
Oh.
And then fried
this
that
This must
up.
Have been, like, Brooklyn hipster.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Could you imagine? If a man in Brooklyn had a basement, I'd be like, he's a murderer or he's rich.
Well, speaking of murderers or rich people, Valentine's Day plans?
You got a shotgun?
Well, you know, we're on the dating apps, and you don't know if you're going to meet a murderer or a rich man, so.
That's true. But I don't have a date. Nope. I don't have a date. Do
Best
you?
Girl, I haven't had a date in months.
That is not true.
Yes, it is. When's the last time I had a date?
I feel like you had one. Nope. Okay. No.
Maybe like a gentleman caller. To like leave, you know.
That's not a date.
Leave his calling card on, you know, silver,
his dance card.
A silver platter. You know, open my carriage door for me.
Oh, is that what they call it these days?
Best food memory that someone made you on Valentine's Day. Or best Valentine's Day, like, kind of gifty, foodie thing that you've got received, not given, that you've received.
I had a boy bring me chocolate-covered strawberries. And as much as that is, like, such a generic Valentine's gift...
Mm-hmm.
Those motherfuckers taste so good.
He
was like holding them over me like I was a Greek goddess, and I was like, more. I'll eat the whole box. And he's like, oh, you're not going to save any for tomorrow? And I'm like, no. Fill me up. Stuff me. Stuff me with your strawberry, and then I'm just going to go to bed.
Isn't that the way it usually works?
Yeah. That's why I'm single. Chocolate-covered strawberries, that is like that's an easy, yeah. Nice, well, generic, sad, delicious.
Sad story. No boy has ever made me anything for Valentine's Day.
Really?
I got, once a boy bought me, like, Mother's Day flowers. Do you know what I mean by Mother's Day flowers?
Or like carnations?
No, it's like that pre-made bouquet.
I'm gonna pour you a little bit more wine.
That's gonna sound great.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Nice. Marie's actually just taking a leak in my glass.
I also have to
Oh, bless you. She just sneezed all over
I'm
me.
I'm so sorry.
Guys, this is the magic of live.
Oh, it made my nipples hard. Marie. Okay, back to,
so
you've never
actually,
had a man?
So, I actually have, like, it's a really sad story. I've never had a boy make me anything. Like,
You're always making boys things.
I know, and then they come to expect it. That's the problem. Mm. But I did receive what I call Mother's Day flowers. Do you know what I mean by Mother's Day flowers? It's that pre-packaged bouquet, costs you, like... Well, it's Valentine's Day or Mother's Day. It costs you like $50, and there's those spider mums, and there's like a rose and a whole lot
you're
of
like
babies
running
breath.
Someplace, and then you see these bouquets.
Yes, at like the gas station or the thing, but it's like the big ones, like the big, like you give your grandma, you know, like you're going to grandma's, you gotta buy her. Like I got one of those. I made him like a 8-course tasting menu that night.
Oh.
But I got grandma flowers. Do I sound ungrateful?
No. No, it's that's the thing about Valentine's Day, I think, that gets me either excited to find somebody and that actually gets it, or reminds me of those times where I've gotten grandma flowers, Mother's Day flowers, or
Mother's
nothing.
Day flowers. Yeah. I mean, even not the last guy I was with, because we didn't make it till Valentine's Day, but the one before, I went nuts. I went nuts.
Aww.
Right? Because I was so excited, and he was so cute. Operative word being was. I got so excited. I hired somebody to do a singing telegram.
Aww.
Right? Went to his job, and, like, did the whole, like, you know, the Michigan J Frog. Do you remember Michigan J Frog?
Yeah.
Hello, my baby.
Yeah.
Hello, my honey. That whole thing.
You hired somebody to sing that to?
Yeah, a top hat and tails and all.
Oh,
right?
God,
went to the
that.
Flower District here in New York. Got, he's an artist, so got, like, the Picasso calla lilies. They cost me, like, $80 for a bunch. Right? Then he came over. You know, I spent all this money at a Lush to, like, do bath bombs and things and pink champagne. I didn't even get a Russell Stover. But to give is to not receive. And in his defense, we did say we weren't doing Valentine's Day, and then I went nuts. But you could have.
Yeah. Is that your fault?
Yeah, it is.
No.
It is. I accept.
No.
But you could have picked up a rose. You could have picked up,
yeah,
like, you know?
Something. The most romantic.
A Russell Stover.
I know.
A Russell Stover. I would have been
the
happy.
The caramels. I would have just eaten them out the caramels and thrown the rest away.
Yeah,
but,
like, you know,
so nice.
Yeah, like a Russell Stover. Because I knew very well that I was like, we're not doing Valentine's Day. And then I went nuts. And he could have come in and been like, I hate you. You told me we weren't doing Valentine's Day. This is what you left me. Here's this Russell Stover. And then I would have cried and I would have been like, a boy brought me Russell Stovers. You know? Listen, Russell Stover, if you're out there,
you should sponsor
our
podcast.
Just send us chocolate so we can eat that on air.
I'll eat the shit out of
a Russell Stover.
I'll rewatch, you know, that classic television show, Sex and the City. And
is that what she was eating? Russell Stovers?
No, but that's what I eat while I watch that show. And I'll just eat them, and I'll eat them all.
Okay.
The most romantic thing I had, this is not that romantic, but it was at the time, I had my boyfriend in college, like, at midnight.
This is what you did for him. This is what
he
did for you.
For me.
Oh, God. Am I going to be depressed now? Line up the shots of bleach, Alexa.
No, it's really not even... Alexa, late on the sound cue.
I know.
No, at midnight, I heard, like, a...
Come in.
No, he not. That was me knocking. No, he was knocking at my door, and I opened it, and he had, like, an old school, like, high school, remember when he used to pass notes?
Yeah.
He had, like, folded a note to me, and it had...
With, like, the fortune fold? The one where you go one, two, three,
no,
four.
It was the old, like, on
the
corner
football?
Said pull.
Oh,
and
okay,
it, like,
yeah.
Open. But on the front, he had drawn a penis that was, like, shooting hearts.
Oh, that's romantic.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Uh-huh.
And so he knocks on the door at midnight precisely, holding this thing. And so I was like, what? And he had written me a little poem.
that goes a little something like this. There once was a girl named Maria who always, but sometimes, had diarrhea.
Or gonorrhea. I thought you were
going to
say gonorrhea.
I was trying to be. Oh, fine. Gonorrhea.
That's not, okay. All right.
Her panties were lace.
Her butt was divine.
Her butt was divine. No, that
what
doesn't work.
No, you can circle.
We're going to circle back?
Mm-hmm. To lace.
To lace?
Rhyme with lace.
No, but with diarrhea.
Oh.
No? They're coming for it. The
oh
ambulance is coming for the bad joke, guy.
Wow, this is what we have to edit out because what? That sounds like an English.
It is
ambulance.
Well, we are actually reporting to you from Leicester Square in England. Jolly good.
Jolly good time here.
Jolly good. But the best thing you've done for a man yourself on Valentine's Day. P.S. I hate this fucking holiday.
I do too.
So stupid.
Every day should be Valentine's
Day. Shut up.
Day.
No.
Yeah, I know. No, the last time I ever did anything really romantic, 2 years ago for the guy I was dating, I bought him long johns because he said his long johns were ripped, and so I bought him long... Okay. All right. No, it's not... Okay. Before that... was the most traumatic experience. I wore this sexy black lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
And I had cooked shrimp cocktail.
Oh, shrimp cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cold?
You have to cook it.
Oh, the shrimp, yeah. I was like, wait.
Gotta, like,
I was like, isn't that cold? Like, cooking means like...
You can buy it already prepared, but okay. Hadn't.
All right, so you boiled some shrimp.
So I boiled some shrimp. I made filet mignon, potatoes gratin.
Okay. I think you mean gratin.
Whatever. spinach, like a sautéed spinach type thing.
Spinach?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the same ones that make you fart?
Yeah, maybe. All right.
Sounds real romantic already for me.
Fresh baked rolls and, okay. And moved my full apartment around and only had candles everywhere. And so when he came in, I had the shrimp cocktail, and then I had the second course of the filet mignon, and then I had like a, I had just bought this from like Trader Joe's, but the chocolate thing that like, you cook it and then it melts, and the lava cake. Oh, delicious. And he was so blown away. And he bought me, some flowers and I don't know. But then I was like, let's take a bubble bath. So we get naked and get in the bubble bath.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Oh, the ambulance is like, this store is too hot.
Yes.
Do you have a fever? Yes.
No,
but then we got in the bathtub and then I'm like whispering in his ear like, this is embarrassing. But
yeah, go ahead.
I was like, give me that.
All right, give it to me.
Why give it to me.
Give it to me.
Uh-huh. But then I said, I whispered, like, give me. No. I whispered in his ear, like, give me that big old dick.
Mm-hmm. And to which he replied,
don't patronize me.
Oh, no.
And we got in this huge fight. Huge fight about how much I had done too much for Valentine's. I had just why couldn't we have just hung out and watched, you know, gone out to dinner? Why did we have to do this whole big thing?
We can't win.
I was so excited about having this new person in my life and I love to cook and so
hello, we have similar stories. So was I.
Yeah.
Singing Telegram. Then
last year I went to a Galentine's party, which I fucking hate the name of that, but it was it was all girls, and I was in charge of the food, and I made homemade pizzas.
Well, did you make? Well, this is a good segue into this topic. Sexy foods. Did your Galentine's party? Did you all eat like oysters or like, you know, foods that are aphrodisiacs?
Not for the Galentine's, but I do believe oysters definitely get you horny.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, we're on fire tonight.
The ambulance.
The fire trucks.
This is what you get in Times Square,
no,
baby.
I love it. This is my favorite part about our studio space. But, like, do you, really? Oysters? I mean,
What else turns you on?
I guess, besides looking at you and this beanie.
I got little pigtails and I got a beanie on right now.
It's,
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the food is... Definitely the booze does it. You know, I'm not one of those, like, what do you call them? Those whiskey dick men's?
Oh, you don't?
No, that doesn't
you don't
happen.
Ever have a
no.
problem?
No. Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood, dude.
Jesus. You know? So, like, I mean, it's always like...
Really?
You know, yeah. Maybe even, like... I'm tooting my horn a little too much here. Like, it's good, right? But it works. Boom. It works.
What happens when it doesn't work? Because I've been with a lot of men that it doesn't work. Is it me?
No. I've also run into a bunch of men as of recent where it doesn't work. And ED is a huge problem in, like, the male community, and no one talks about
it. What's ED?
erectile dysfunction.
Oh, I didn't know the abbreviations.
Yeah. No, I don't know what the statistic is. We can look that up right now. Actually, why don't we ask Alexa? Alexa, what is the average population of men that have erectile dysfunction?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Erectile dysfunction, ED, also known as impotence, is a type of sexual dysfunction characterized by the inability to develop or maintain an erection of the penis during sexual activity.
Okay.
This skill doesn't work with your device's language.
But it's a really big thing that, like, in with men. I wonder what the statistic is. How do you spell erectile?
I feel like it has a lot to do with emotions.
Does it?
You tell me. I don't have a penis.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I've been with guys and, like, they can't get it up. And then, you know, I don't care.
Look. Sorry to interrupt. The study demonstrated that ED is increasingly prevalent with age.
Yeah.
At age 40, approximately 40% of men are affected. And the rate increases to nearly 70% in men aged 70 years. You know? That came from the Cleveland Clinic medical site. But it's, 18 million men in the United States are affected with erectile dysfunction. And no one's talking about it. Right, and that's from an article from Johns Hopkins from 2007. So it's a thing, you know? It is a real thing.
I'm guaranteed there's more research, though, that's focused on why there is erectile dysfunction versus, like, why women feel pain during sex. What? Any kind of women's sexual, like... Because you should Google it. There's a crazy percentage of, 17% of women have pain during sex.
I just read this the other day.
Yeah. Don't quote me on the percentage.
That's a thing, too?
That people
aren't talking about. No, why aren't we talking about this? But,
back we talk to, about ED more than no, uncomfortable sex.
Well, yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. But, back to, fine. foods that make you horny, like
maybe we should all just instead like, of taking you know, Viagra or
you know
trying to.
It's interesting. Fine. We need to fix these problems, but maybe food is a pathway to self healing.
That's true.
Like self healing. Like I don't necessarily know if you can like get rid of the pain. I don't know what that's all about, and I'll have to research that.
Just got a tight little.
But like in looking it up, like asparagus with its phallic shape. Wow, is as an aphrodisiac. Oh no, thank you.
I don't think asparagus.
No. Oysters, ginger, avocado.
Mm. Really? Chocolate, obviously.
Chocolate. Listen. According to rebelcircus.com, apparently celery makes you horny. I mean, celery. Or oatmeal makes you horny. Ew, nothing I can...
I mean...
Nothing I want more than oatmeal before I have sex. Or garlic.
Garlic, I do believe, does.
Makes you horny. Mm-hmm. Mangoes.
Mm.
Now, I could get down with a mango, you know? Have you seen Call Me By Your Name in that scene with the peach?
Peach.
Oh, right. Apparently peaches made him horny. Sesame seeds.
Uh-huh.
Steak. Avocados, watermelon, blackberries, broccoli, so you can fart all night. No, thank you. Bananas. Almonds. Liver?
Oh, I've heard liver.
Do you like liver?
Mm-hmm.
Like liver and onions?
Chicken liver. Mm-hmm.
I don't like chicken liver. Chicken liver is like really like, really like...
Irony. Nickel-y tasting.
Yeah, it's like too earthy. It's like dirt. It's like eating dirt.
Do you like pate?
I love pate. I love... Sorry, animal rights people. I love foie gras.
I know, sorry. Oh, yeah, I know.
I love it. Salmon. Mm. I don't know about this Rebel Circus. Where did you do your research?
I would appreciate if our fans wrote in, though.
Yeah.
To inyourmouthnyc@gmail.com. Just like, what foods make you horny?
And maybe LL Cool J would incorporate some of those foods into that breakfast. You know?
I want him. Honestly, I told you that. Wait a minute.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
We're Googling what foods make you horny, and spicy
foods came up. Now, listen.
Don't be touching your chicken wings and then try to diddle a daddle down there. Have you ever done that?
Don't put some Frank's hot sauce on my dick.
Have you ever gotten a little?
No.
Ooh,
no.
What is that special sauce?
No. Nope. Cinnamon roll.
I got it in my eye. Hot sauce, but.
No.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Oh, my God. Warm milk from lactating breasts.
A.K.A. Breast milk.
It's just something I've always found incredibly hot to think about. I've never experienced it before, but I definitely have a few go-to fantasies where I do. This is a quote from BuzzFeed. All right. Strawberries, vanilla frosting. I once ate a strawberry. A lot of chocolate-covered strawberries off a boy and all his parts. Mm. Oh, let me tell you, chocolate-covered strawberries on a warm body are a delicious idea, but a terrible aftermath.
I had a friend tell me about that with Hershey's syrup. Good idea, in theory.
In theory.
A lot of cleanup later.
A lot of cleanup, and you can't tell what. I was
at their house later, and it was, like, on the wall. So I was like, all right. Y'all need to put your Hershey's syrup away.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, right. And so right before we go to commercials, I want to know, if you're alone on Valentine's Day, what do you do? We're going to call this Reservations for One.
What do you do on Valentine's Day alone?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, first and foremost, you get to eat whatever you want.
All right. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to the movies. I was never a solo movie guy. Or anything like that.
Oh, I love going to the movies by myself.
Really? No. No.
Oh, I love it.
No. I could just sit at home. You know?
Yeah. No, I don't know if I would necessarily go on Valentine's Day by myself, yeah. But...
Would you go to a restaurant alone on Valentine's Day? Do you go to restaurants alone? I like going to restaurants alone.
I do. I prefer, breakfast, lunch alone. Dinner gets a little tricky because then you always catch people's eyes looking at you, and I'm like, what? I could take your boyfriend if I wanted. But I'm sitting here eating my ramen by myself.
That was one of the food news updates that we didn't include, that a famous ramen restaurant is doing the solo ramen booths.
Where you eat alone. The cubicles.
Those cubicles, and you don't even see a person. It's just hands that hand you thing through like a little like hole.
Oh my God. What is happening?
I don't know. And on that note,
I think it's time.
It's time for a word from our sponsors.
Munoz.
Yeah.
Quit laughing at my life. I know my job sucks.
It's not that it sucks. It's just that you need to get out, and it's time. It's just time for you to go. Why won't you leave?
Because I don't know how to quit.
Marie, how many times do I have to tell you? There's this great service I found called JobFucker.
What?
Yes, JobFucker.com. You don't have to do a thing. Some guy or gal will come into your job and fuck it up for you, and then they'll just fire you.
Oh, wait a minute. My brain, I'm having a hard time wrapping it around this. You mean I don't have to go in and have an awkward conversation with my boss?
No. You literally go to jobfucker.com,
mm-hmm.
pay the fee, some guy shows up, he's like, Marie? And you're like, yeah? And he's like, point me to the head honcho, or more like, take me to your leader.
Oh.
Yes. And then I forget, we're not on TV, but you point.
You were pointing, yeah. I know, I saw it, but they didn't.
You point over to the door, And he will, like, kick it down or throw a Molotov cocktail or do whatever he needs to do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And get you fired. And he'll be like, Marie doesn't want to fucking work here no more. Ka-clow. Right?
Consider herself
fired. Or like
released.
Yeah. Or like quit.
That's my 2 weeks.
Done.
I'm not going to be here for two more weeks.
No, not.
Oh my God, that's such an incredible service.
I know.
Wait, what is it called again?
It's called Jobfucker. And you can go to jobfucker.com and look through tons and tons of profiles of just beautiful people that will fuck up your job. So you don't have to worry about it.
Oh my gosh.
It's incredible.
I've been stressing out about this so much. I know.
And this is why you have to stop dilly-dallying and go to jobfucker.com. We even have a discount code for 20% off.
Scream it.
Hello in your mouth. That's INYOMOUF for fuck this job.
Oh my gosh. For 20% off.
Yes, that's once again jobfucker.com. Because you don't have time to fucking quit. Oh my God, I love our sponsors. That was so much fun.
Oh my God, we're so lucky.
I know. Well, welcome back to In Your Mouth. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yes, so, you know, we've covered a lot today. We've covered, you know, the Super Bowl, which was a little while ago. We covered, you know,
ED.
ED and VD.
Oh, your pretzel bites. That's back to the thing.
Yes.
That's, oh, God.
Oh, my God. The pretzel bites. Yeah.
My sad Valentine's stories.
Yeah, my sad Valentine's stories, right? Us. You know what? But us being grateful for what? Doing it. We were doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
We're still waiting, by the way, to recap. We're still waiting to hear from you. What do you think LL Cool J would make you for breakfast the morning after? Mm-hmm. And what was the second question we were waiting for?
That we were going to recap on?
Yeah.
Don't remember. I have like a mind like a goldfish, Munoz. You know this?
What foods make you horny?
Oh, right.
What foods make you horny?
Pineapple.
Pineapple makes you horny?
Yeah, because you bite into it and it's like so juicy and then it drips a little bit down your lips and then you're like,
oh my
ooh,
God.
Can I get a man to
lick it off?
Yeah.
Lick it off. Oh. Lick it off. You're just like, well, we're just really letting these people getting to know us, getting to know us. About, we can't afford this song. Can't afford
this
song.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Can't afford.
Getting to know. All right. Yes. No, but you guys probably really do want to know a little bit more about Munoz and Marie.
Yeah. So what's the most illegal thing you've done?
Graffiti. I used to tag bridges in Nashville in high school.
Really?
Yeah, I tagged a bridge once. Yo quiero Marie. I was running for vice president of my high school, and that was my slogan.
Yo quiero Marie. All right. I don't know if that's politically correct.
Well, it was back then. You don't want to know my other slogan. I'll tell it. Don't be a Riri. Vote for Mariri.
Nope.
I swear to God, that was my slogan. The teachers were wearing stickers that said that.
Wow.
That's how old I am.
Yeah, well, that's... It wouldn't fly now. We can't say those things anymore.
I know, but that is part of my history, and I don't...
All right. No,
I'm sorry.
All right.
I won. I'm so sorry.
I don't know what the most illegal thing I've done is. I mean, I've had sex in a convent.
A convent?
Yeah.
With a priest?
No, with a boy.
Oh.
That was a long time ago.
That's hot.
I don't know if that's illegal, though. There's nothing illegal about having sex in a convent.
In God's eyes, maybe.
No, he's not going to... What is he going to take you to, like, heaven jail?
I think that's called hell.
Jail.
I think heaven jail is hell. What is God going to do? Take me to heaven jail? Can this episode be called heaven jail?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, not heaven jail. Oh my God. Now it's you. I mean, I don't know. I don't do very many illegal things. I've, like, All right, so maybe at the local grocery store at the self checkout, like I put in the wrong SKU number because I don't think peppers should be costing that much.
Oh, so. Oh my gosh! But that's I would never it. Do that.
Well, I think that's it. You know.
Yeah. Did you just fart?
No. That was the car outside. And I just farted.
Wow, guys. Okay. What keeps you up at night, Michael?
Oh, my God. Munoz. Certainly not a man. That's for sure.
Oh, I love when they poke you in the back.
Oh, my God. Lick her in the front and poke her in the back.
Is that what your motto is?
Yeah.
That's shocking. I don't believe
it. What keeps me up at night? What keeps me up at night? Well, you know, there's... I want to do so much.
Mm.
I think it's just the plight of being human that you want to do so much
mm-hmm.
and make a difference and make your mark and
right.
at the same time be happy.
Right.
You know? Because, I mean, for a while, when I do go out on some of these dates, you meet a lot of these guys, and I don't know about women, but a lot of these men who are just like, oh, what do? You do all these different things. You're on a podcast. You have a food blog. You work at this place. You work there. You personal
you
chef.
Carb, yeah. Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, what do? IT. Oh, my God. Tell me more about that. No, it's fine. Whatever. I just did it because, like, I was good at computers. Mm-hmm. It's whatever. I hate it. I wish I was doing what you're doing. And I'm like, well, this is uninteresting. Why aren't you happy?
Right.
Like, I want to meet the happy guy.
Yeah.
That's doing IT, that loves it,
right.
that goes in
right.
and does it.
Right.
Cuz there are people out there that are happily doing it
right.
and living their best IT lives, and IT is just an example, all right? So all
you can be a teacher,
yeah,
a rocket scientist.
All the geeks and freaks out there,
yeah.
we love you. We love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just be happy with
but
what
that's
you're
what,
doing.
Yeah, but that's what keeps me up at night. What keeps you up at night? Oh, I felt like that was like the beginning of a song.
Well, I stay up late and think about why I'm single. No, I don't think about that, actually. No, I think about my career a lot, for sure. I do start circling back, which is, this is a terrible habit of mine that I need to not be doing, but like regrets and career moves and things.
So do you have regrets?
There's things in my career, I think, that, at the time, you know, I felt very, like, adamant about saying no to, but then now, in a couple years, I'm like, oh, maybe that would have opened more doors had we not been so afraid of some, I don't know, whatever.
I don't know, I,
No regrets. No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets. I want to get a tattoo that just, like, spells it wrong.
No regrets. There are tattoos out there ever since that commercial. The, mm-hmm. what was it, a Snickers commercial? People
yeah.
went out and got a no regrets
oh,
tattoo,
God.
Stupidly.
Yeah, I'll get it on my neck.
On your neck, no regrets. No, it's, no.
Money keeps me up a lot, actually.
Money, yeah, money, but who doesn't, like,
yeah.
who doesn't that keep up?
Yeah.
I want to meet that person where money doesn't keep them up at night. Even
yeah.
I bet you, even the richest people.
Oh, the more rich you are, the more probably up at night you are thinking about, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
The more money you have, the more problems, I think.
No, but going back to regrets, every time I think I have a regret, oh, I regretted doing that, I'm always like, no, you didn't regret doing that because you wouldn't be where you are today had you not.
That's true.
So I'm a no regrets kind of person.
Yeah.
Like, never have been. I'm like, I did it and I stand by it, even if it was wrong.
Yes.
Even if it, like,
I'm not
even
perfect.
If I fucked up. What's
That's
and last
fine.
Question of the day, what's the best and worst thing about getting older? Before we go.
I'm so good at sex. Now that I've gotten older. What, should I not say that?
No.
Okay, let's take it again.
No,
what's
no,
wrong again?
No, I love the answer. I was just like, because I'm like, this is our, you know, I'm just thinking this is episode 2 of our food, life, sex, food,
we
life.
We have to talk about sex if we're going to say it's a sex
yes,
and food, life, and
yeah,
the...
what is the best thing about getting older? And I wanted to say, like, yeah, like, you're really good at sex. And I was like, I'm really good at sex, too.
Yeah, but were like, you 15 years ago?
No, oh, yeah. You know what? When I first started having sex, I was really good.
Really?
Yes. And then something happened where I became...
like, in your brain about
it? I don't know. Like, you know, like, when you're a young gay man and you start having, like, butt sex and things, you have, like, no worries. And then you learn all these things about what you should be doing and shouldn't be doing. And then so things go awry until you figure it out all over again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I was so lucky. I was with the same person for 4 years. The guy I lost my virginity to
world. You're not a virgin?
I'm not a virgin. I've only been with two people. No, I'm just kidding. My first partner I was with for a long time. And it was I wasn't very good at it. And we could joke and have, like, a great sense of humor about, like, this, I don't know what I'm doing. And for 4 years, we kind of just, like... I learned a lot, whatever, but, like, I still wasn't very good at saying what I wanted because I didn't really even know what I wanted.
And what do you want?
Manservant.com.
And thank you for that sponsorship, Manservant.com. That is worth its weight in semen. Mm. It is. And that takes us back to our semen cookbook. Paul, we're waiting for you to come on.
Paul, we emailed you.
We are waiting for you to come on.
We haven't had a guest yet on our pod.
We're dying for you to be here.
We're only waiting for him or Danny Meyer. I think that he could do it. Martha Stewart or Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Or LL Cool J. If he gets wind. If enough of you write and tweet about this...
I bet he'll be on it. Todd Smith.
Oh, my God. He is the coolest.
So, do his friends call him Todd or LL?
I don't know. Maybe Cool J. What do they call him? J? There's a lot of options.
I don't know. I have a lot of questions for him.
There's a lot of options.
And I'd like to ask him all his questions in all the morning while he makes me breakfast.
While he makes us breakfast. We can, yeah. Like, that would be our first question. What would you make us?
For breakfast.
For breakfast. if we spent the night. You know?
Ask dates that
and
now.
Then he would no, but then if you ask dates that, they're going to expect you to come home so they could do that,
right? That's true.
So you can't do that.
Like, no,
and then you're going to end up in a cab going someplace you don't want to go.
You know what's like a I'm just flailing my arms, you guys. You know what a huge red flag is, though? When you roll over in the morning and you're like, hey baby, do you have any coffee? And they're like, no.
Oh.
I have been the last person, my last lover, lovely person, no coffee in his house.
Wow. No, I can't do that.
I tried to seamless it. But who's going to pay $12 for a cup of coffee to be delivered to you?
I would. Because
you also have to pay.
I would.
Yeah, I was just about to press send. But then I thought that he would think I'm like a lunatic because I was like...
Any coffee. I would have ordered like 6 cups of coffee. Extra milk. No milk, because we know I'm a lacturd. but like almond milk. You know.
Yes, yes.
I know, California, almond milk is killing the world. Well, I know.
I'm sorry. All right. Coconut milk. Switch it up.
Same thing. It's all killing the world. But no, I would have ordered that, and I would have ordered like a bagel with lox and a schmear. Right? And not even have ordered him anything.
Oh, yeah. You don't have coffee? That's fine.
Boop, that's fine. Boop, thanks. Boop, boop, and when seamless, it arrived, he would be like, oh, nothing for me? Oh, you don't drink coffee? I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
But that was like the biggest, I was like, oh, this probably isn't going
to
work out.
No, the biggest turn off is when you wake up next to somebody in the morning and you roll over for that morning nookie and realize that the parts weren't equal to what you thought they were the night before.
What does that mean?
That you're just like, oh, I didn't, no.
I didn't see your face clearly.
No, not the face.
Oh, parts.
The parts. You know.
Did they go swimming and their drunk is like a little cold?
Yeah, it was just cold. I have no heat in my apartment, so.
Ditto. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And on that note...
Wow, guys, we have taken you on quite a journey.
I mean...
We have drank a whole bottle of wine, and I was a little tipsy up top, but now I'm just sober.
Sober and embarrassed.
Gotta get another bottle.
We want to thank you for joining us today on In Your Mouth. We love you. We love that we get to share our stories and our time and our stupid-ass opinions with you.
That's true.
And I want to thank you, Marie.
I want to thank you, Munoz.
Thanks. Thank you for being the Giada to my De Laurentiis.
Oh, my God.
The
thank
Paula
you.
To my Dean.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't know if the we guy, can talk about Paula Dean.
The guy to my Fieri.
Oh, I love that.
The Mario to my Luigi.
I was like, don't bring him up. Don't bring Orange Ugly Clog Boy up.
Why do people in orange that wear orange?
Maybe you want to.
I don't know. That's something for the next episode.
All right. Next episode. Tune in. We'll talk about.
But we love you. Email us. Tweet us.
Yes.
You can tweet us at In Your Mouth Pod.
That's In Yo Mouth.
INYO Mouth Pod. All right.
Email us questions because obviously we're just like
sitting here shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Just for you. We love you. We'll see you next time on
In Your Mouth.